Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 3rd of April. I'm your host, Paul White. Glad you're with me as we are journeying through Paul's letter to the churches at Galatia, called Galatians. We're in the 4th chapter, and we make the turn with him today in verse 8. I say make the turn. I say that every time we sort of change topics. Paul didn't break his book into chapters and verses. This might have been a good spot if you were going to break it into chapters and verses. I think the theme at the end of chapter 3 could have ran all the way through verse 7 of chapter 4. We really start to change our thought now in verse 8 as Paul's going to get into a passage in which he starts to fear for the church, starts to worry a little bit about the direction that they are going. And this picks up a little bit from a thought he had in chapter 1. Remember, when he opens the letter, Paul is marveling in verse 6 of chapter 1 that they turned so soon from the Christ that called them into a different gospel. It bothers him. Well, it would bother anybody. It would bother any pastor. It would bother any church founder if they help establish a location of local worship and then they notice that people are drifting away from this baseline message into something else. That's troublesome. Well, Paul's already dealt with the quote-unquote other gospel. He dealt with that pretty hardcore for those first 3.5 chapters, and now turns with a thought that we discussed just a few days ago when we started talking about some of the ways in which people are in bondage under the elements of the world back in verse 3. And we talked about how those elements of the world look compared to Colossians when he talks about touch not, taste not, handle. And that those things are very religious in their structure. But they don't have to start from a quote-unquote churchy place. The basic elements of the world are these principles by which man lives and places himself under bondage for his righteousness. We know this because in verse 8, Paul says this. This is Galatians 4:8. But then indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not gods. You need 9 with that a little bit to help. That's the next verse. But now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you would turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? When Paul in that 8th verse talks about before you knew God, you served those who by nature are not gods, then he talks about weak and beggarly elements in verse 9. What is this reference to? Well, again, in a book that so often parallels Galatians, we go to Romans, where in Romans chapter 1, Paul starts talking about Gentiles being given over to uncleanness, how they had changed. Look at Romans 1:23. They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, like birds, four-footed animals, and creeping things. God gave them up to their uncleanness, to the lust of their heart, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Now watch verse 25 of Romans 1. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creator rather than, or the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now there's a lot there. There's a lot of depth there. I think you could even make the argument that this is where man takes away the truth of the logos, which is the word and the meaning. Meaning and word is logos in the Greek. They exchange that and debase themselves to where they are on par with the creation, the animals. Man is created above the animal. You have logos, you have meaning, and you have spoken word. You have the ability to do what an animal cannot do. So you could take that argument there and really establish the case for truth that naturally balances grace, not preternaturally. It's not something you have to do to balance grace. Grace is automatically balanced by truth. The only way to take grace out of balance is to remove that truth, that logos. And I don't want to get sidetracked there. Maybe see what the Holy Spirit says to you as you study that Romans 1:25. But in that text, you have people who have exchanged God and His logos and His truth, His meaning, with other natural things. And the moment that we do that, we become a slave to that natural realm. So in Galatians 4:8, when Paul says, you did not know God, you serve those which by nature are not gods. then I think he's referencing that moment in Romans 1 when people serve everything around them except God and his logos, and they don't take serious the meaning of life through God, and therefore they start to serve with their actions all ideologies and things of man because they haven't taken it serious that they have God and who he is. This is the great tragedy of atheism, to deny a greater being, to deny something higher than yourself, is to place yourself at the highest place. And I think that's the recipe for tragedy. There's nothing to look up to. And the theme of the Bible is to orient yourself to something higher, to look up, Abram, count the stars. Look up, wise men, follow that star. Orient yourself to something bigger, to something better. It's the core of who God is as creator. When we remove that, we are placing ourselves at the center of the universe. It's almost like Earth at the center and the sun rotates around us. We know better. To me, that's the greatest tragedy of atheism, is it's a denial of a higher existence. And I think that is basic ignorance in its most flaming form. And you don't have to argue scientifically. Just on moral grounds that there must be something higher is enough of an argument. Verse 9, but now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements in which you desire again to be in bondage? I want to get into that tomorrow. It deserves its own time. There's some references we want to make elsewhere, and it also connects to verse 10. We'll see you there tomorrow. God bless.